Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And Chicago bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. JoelBarker.com. I encourage you to check out his website. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Joel, thanks for being here. Folks, also look for Joel's book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. Also, the film that's been updated. You really will thank me later when you watch or read that. Joel, let's talk about graphene. Now, you were way ahead of people years ago when you started telling us about graphene, a single cell layer of material.
Single atom.
You're right. I apologize. Yep. A single atom layer of carbon. I'll get it out in a minute. And then I'm going to stop talking. Let Joel take it over, folks. Don't worry. A single atom thickness of carbon material that can then be laid on top of each other and like a piece of plywood and create something really cool. But they're doing different things with it now, aren't they?
Well, here's what's going on. When we first talked about it, it was this amazing material that nobody knew what to do with. It was the strongest material ever made.
They kind of just discovered it, hadn't they?
Yeah, it was discovered at the University of Manchester.
Recently.
Right? Well, now 15 years.
I know, but that's recent, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. Within our framework, we'll accept that as recent.
Yeah.
But it's in 15 years, what's gone on? They've found potential uses again and again. And what I wanted to show you was somebody is putting it in shoes to make the soles of the shoes cooler. Yeah. Remember Paul Simon's songs, Diamonds in the Soles of the Shoes? Well, this is graphene. And what's interesting is it's a 1% addition of graphene to the material, and it reduces the heat by 50%. You really can tell the difference.
Wow.
Now, the reason I bring this up is because when you start seeing retail use of a material, you know you are getting close to the breakthrough.
That's right.
Second use, again, University of Manchester, their medical division. I tell you, these guys at University of Manchester are doing amazing things with graphene. They were making graphene oxide, which is a form of graphene, and they were going to see if they could use it to deliver cancer-killing materials. So they injected a mouse with cancer, and the graphene oxide went to the stem cell cancer cells, which are the metastasizing cells, and killed it without carrying any medicine or chemicals.
So I hope I'm not going to get myself in. I'm showing how much little I know about cancer. But it seems to me that what I've learned to know about cancer is it has to be fed. It has to be nourished.
Yes, right.
It needs to be nourished. It needs oxygen. It needs food. And so this graphene goes in as sort of a canard of a source of food or air. Is that what it does?
And gets into the cell and kills the cell.
The cancer thinks it's taking the nourishment. It's taking in this graphene that they've made.
We don't know whether it's a cell coming in or that the graphene oxide just automatically is drawn to something in the cancer cell.
Wow.
But the result is graphene oxide, once it's in the cell is dead.
Wow.
This is a big
deal. Does it discriminate, though? Does it discriminate?
That's exactly what
about the outside cells, the good cells?
Only stem cell cancer cells is the only place it went. Now, think of why. My question, why would it be so discriminating?
Right.
I don't know, but it is. And so here we see two extreme, as you said, extreme uses. One, to reduce the heat in your feet, and the other, to kill the most dangerous of all the cancer cells. Same material.
Hmm.
By the way, one last finish. I just was screwing around while we were talking. Graphene oxide also turns out it can be used to clear all the salt out of water and purify water.
Wow.
Salt water to drinking water freshness with no added energy.
This is what I mean, folks, when I talked about recently described. That's what I meant when I used that term, Joel, because, I mean, what have we found in our lifetime that didn't exist before our lifetime? How many things have been discovered in nature, which graphene is?
Yep.
How many things have been discovered in the last 40 years, 50 years, that compared to what graphene could be?
Not graphene maybe. Is going to be the central material of the 21st century. That's my prediction.
Wow.
And when we take that carbon out of the air, we'll make graphene.
Is anybody commoditizing this? Is there a market for this? I mean, are there companies that are creating it? Are there factories being built for graphene?
Here's what's going on. They are working on a mass production process because they know once they get going, people are going to want it by the millions of tons.
Can graphene come from carbon dioxide?
Yes, you can take the carbon.
Did we talk about that once before?
Yeah, we sure did.
So, well, all this carbon dioxide that we're going to capture and take out of the system, can that be converted into graphene?
Well, here's the thing: you got to take the carbon off the oxygen. Remember, it's CO2.
Right, right.
It takes energy to take the carbon off the oxygen. You do not want to use energy that produces carbon dioxide.
Right.
Nuclear energy is going to have a rebirth because it produces no CO2.
This is called following the implications, folks, what Joel's talking about.
And by the way, guess who has a big stake in nuclear energy as an investor?
Mr. Gates?
Bill Gates.
Mr. Gates, how about that? Well, we're going to have to think differently about nuclear going forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Japan thing set it back for a long time.
Yeah. And
just like Three Mile Island did here in the United States 40 years.
Well, the Canadians are leading with a new nuclear reactor that is extraordinarily safe,
right?
Cheap to build compared to other nuclear reactors. Can be built in a factory, can be shipped to a site.
Modularized, that kind of thing.
Yep, exactly.
Very interesting. All right, I told you we'd get smarter when Joel Bucker joined us, and so we have. We got more to come, though. Don't go away. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with us.
Looks like they took my friend. Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in a road die.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.